Greetings and salutations from the Starship Money Talk. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is America's money program, Money Talk. Coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. Our toll-free line is the same wherever you go at 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. We pay for the call at 1-800-934-2221. Money Talk is the program that helps you learn how to become your own personal financial manager. That's what makes our broadcast unique, because that way you take charge of your financial future and let the shark swim on by and attack elsewhere. We talk about everything from investing in your tax-privileged accounts to saving for all of your future goals, including the very, very top priority, the education of the young sprouts. That's what Money Talk is all about, acquiring the knowledge that empowers you to manage your financial future. And, of course, you are always welcome to join us on the toll-free line. Well, we received the first of the three figures that we will get on gross domestic product in the second quarter. This is viewed as a preliminary figure. Many people regard this as a guesstimate because everybody knows that we will see a revision of this figure on August 26th, and then we will see another revision of this second quarter figure on September 29th. This gives the numbers crunchers time to refine the data and get the figure to a point that they are most comfortable with. But we do have the preliminary figure, and the headline figure shows a bounce off the first quarter. The first quarter coming in at 0.8% annual real gross domestic product growth. The second quarter preliminary estimate out is 1.2%. Now, 1.2% is certainly a bounce versus 0.8%, but it's still below the long-term trend growth of the economy, which is much higher than 1.2%. And by the way, if you take the average growth for the first half of this year, based on the preliminary figure subject to revision, that would come in at 1%. Now, one of the most important ingredients in the gross domestic product report is household purchases. What are consumers doing? That was a bright spot in this report. We saw a large increase in household purchases in the second quarter. In fact, based on this data, it was a 4.2% annualized rate of gain in household purchases in the second quarter. That is one of the largest figures that we have seen in the current economic expansion. Certainly, businesses really being judicious about their spending. They have, for example, they've reduced inventories, and it was reduced inventories that was a big factor in this preliminary 1.2% annualized growth rate. They've also reduced spending on equipment, and they've reduced spending on construction projects, even the government cutting back, government agencies cutting back. In terms of the private sector, though, the non-government sector, one has to wonder whether election uncertainty is starting to play a role in what businesses are willing to commit, given all of the USA bashing that we have been hearing from the presidential candidates. It's very typical in a presidential election year that you hear a lot of USA bashing, and we certainly have had more than our share so far in this presidential election cycle. So we'll see what happens with all of that. But keep in mind that we will get revision number one on August 26th, likely to be a different figure than this preliminary figure. And we will get revision number two on September 29th, which very possibly could also be different than the figure we have right now. So we have all of this coming out. We have the advance estimate out at 1.2 with the revisions scheduled for August 26th and September 29th. Now, one of the things, of course, that's been certainly impressing investors has been the growth in jobs. Now, as long as we have a strong job market, that is going to be encouraging to investors. We have an average in the last 3 months of 147,000 new jobs, and the estimates for new jobs to be released on Wednesday in the ADP report this coming week and Friday in the Labor Department report are actually higher than the consensus estimates are higher than that 147,000 figure. Now, there were some other components to the GDP report that are important. Personal spending did well, adding 2.83 percentage points to the growth rate in the second quarter. Now, this is a big deal because, remember, it only came in at 1.2%. So here we have personal spending, which is a very important component, adding 2.83% to the second quarter, but business investment and trade and government spending subtracting 1.6% in the quarter. Now, that is pretty dramatic. We get a plus 2.8% out of personal spending, and then we get a minus 1.6% from business investment, trade, and government spending. And that brings the number down, 2.8 minus 1.6, that brings the number down to 1.2%. By the way, that spread between the two components, the personal spending at plus 2.8 and the business investment, trade, and government spending at minus 1.6, adding those two together, that's a spread of 4.4%. That is the largest spread between those two categories in 15 years, in close to 15 years back at the end of 2001. And actually, that would be the fourth quarter of 2001, which was the quarter immediately adjacent to 9/11. So that's a pretty amazing statistic right now to take a look at that 4.4% difference between personal spending and business investment, trade, and government spending. So we have quarter one, 0.8. That number is likely to stay there. We have quarter two, 1.2. That number is, well, it's nearly certain that that number will be changing with the revision on August 26th, and then with the final revision for the quarterly data on September 29. So there you go. All in all, we have an economy that has basically year after year after year been bouncing along at an annualized growth rate of very, very close to 2%. And you know what? The figure was 2.4% in 2015 and 2.4% in 2014. And for right now, not a whole lot has changed with that thought that we have an economy that's bouncing along at an annualized rate of growth in the area of 2%. So there you go. It was a very, very unusual report because of that spread. When you see a 4.4 spread between the two major categories, there you have something that you don't see every day. By the way, the consensus, we gave you the consensus on the broadcast. The consensus was for 2 and a fraction. So the consensus of economic thought on this quarter, based on the preliminary report of 1.2, was on the high side. We shall see where it finally comes out after the revisions on August 26th and then the final quarterly revision on September the 29th. By the way, that gap between the 1.2 that we have, the preliminary figure that we have, and the 2.6 consensus reading of the economic community, that gap is the largest gap since the first quarter of 2009. And that'll give you some idea. By the way, the Atlanta Federal Reserve gross domestic product model was projecting 1.8. So they were reasonably close. They've been trimming that back recently. They got reasonably close, and, you know, we don't know yet because we don't really know what that September 29th figure will be. What we do know is that the chances that the final figure on September 29th will be 1.2, slim and none, because they constantly revise this data through the quarter as they get more data refined and they get closer to what they think really happened in that particular situation. One thing is for certain, we have an extraordinary monetary accommodation policy which is being implemented by the Federal Reserve and has been implemented by the Federal Reserve for many, many years. We have that, but we do not have anything else. We don't have a stimulus program that would actually increase the rate of growth. It's just not there. And when I look at the political situation right now, here in 2016 we're talking about, the votes are not there. I would say that even with this report, if it holds up on the subsequent revisions, I would say that even with the economy growing at a 1% annual rate so far in the first half, that from my point of view, the votes are simply not there in Washington to make any economic stimulus programs. I just don't see it. And also keep in mind that it is very much in the interest of the political party that is trying to acquire the White House not to stimulate the economy. Because by not stimulating the economy, it makes it more difficult for the incumbent party to win re-election. I mean, that's patently obvious to all. So for that reason, it's essentially off the table, in my opinion, that you are going to see a meaningful stimulus program in 2016. I just don't see it happening based on the political landscape. And so there we go. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. It's America's Money Program, Money Talk.
Money Talk.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time. So now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food. And their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This August.
Another strong finish by Phelps.
For the first time ever.
And it's a Gabby goal.
The spirit of the Olympic Games comes to life.
Usain Bolt still the king of 100.
In one of the world's most dazzling cities, Rio. The one event that unites the world. The 2016 Olympic Games from Rio, beginning August 5th on NBC.
Beep, 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 beep.
Don King.
Don, how are you?
And I'm just happy to be on 790 KABC.
Don King,
you're the best.
I love you,
and I love this nation called America. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world.
Yeah.
And 790 KABC is the greatest place to be if you're going to talk about radio and weed.
Don King for president.
What is you talking about, girl?
The Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
On Talk Radio 790 KABC.
If you have to call a plumber, why not call one who shows up on time and smells good? Like Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber, at 1-800-446-MIKE. Or you can always book your appointment online at MikeDiamond.com.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, the eyes have it. That is, your eyes convey fear, surprise, happiness, and other emotions in an instant before you can mask your feelings. And Tom Girardi talks with attorney Michael Leeserman about what this means both in the courtroom and in relationships. You'll learn how to use this tool. Tune in Champions of Justice Saturday morning at 11 and Sunday night at 10 here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
Uptown, downtown, crosstown, on your radio across America and worldwide on the web. It's America's Money Program, where it's all about the money. Bob Brinker along with you. We thank you for joining us. You can stream Money Talk to your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on demand. And, of course, the investment talk is year-round. You can listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like. With Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at BobBrinker.com right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. We were talking about the various figures that came out with reference to gross domestic product in the second quarter in the preliminary report that was released this week. There were a number of revisions to the past data that are particularly important, I think, and they go back a couple of years, actually. And this, again, represents a refinement of the data and a refinement of seasonal adjustments. So between the period 2012 and 2015, the average annual real gross domestic product growth was revised up by 0.1%. So that figure now stands at 2.2%. Previously, it was at 2.1%. So there we have a figure encompassing 2012 to 2015 showing average annual real GDP growth of 2.2%, which is right in line with what we've been talking about and for a long time, which is an economy that grows in the area of 2%, maybe a little bit more, but not a lot more. Now, of course, that has a lot of implications for investors. An economy that is growing at that rate has a tsunami of implications for investors. And we've certainly seen that in the behavior of the stock market, which has been making new all-time historic record highs in recent weeks. And obviously, investors have reacted favorably to the growth rate over the past few years in the U.S. economy for a variety of reasons that we've discussed quite frequently on our broadcast. Let's get Tammy on the line in Albany. Tammy, welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, my call. I have sort of a two-part cash question for you. I have to thank you for your buy signal back in February for market timer people, and I had some new cash that came to me, and I wasn't sure how much of that, it was over $100,000, and I wasn't sure how much of that to then invest, so I was pretty conservative and saw things were taking off very nicely and then sort of took a dollar cost average approach, which was okay, but I'm not sure if I should have been more aggressive with your buy signal than I was in February. That's the first part of my cash.
Well, question. We're out of time in this segment, so let me address that. And I would say that, first of all, let's talk about your asset allocation. Your asset allocation is obviously critical here. You do not want to put so much money into the stock market that your asset allocation then becomes out of balance in favor of equities, increasing your risk. And so obviously you want to be conscious of keeping your asset allocation where your comfort level is. That is a critical decision that you have to make. As far as the buy signal was concerned, we issued that buy signal at bobbrinker.com for our Market Timer subscribers after the close on February 10th. So the first no-load fund opportunity to buy was at the close on February 11th. And on February 11th, we actually hit the low for the correction. Now, the final low, which was at 1829 in the S&P 500 index. And certainly anybody that put money into the market at the close on February 11th, not only did they catch the actual closing low of the correction, but in addition to that, they have seen their investment appreciate very, very substantially in a relatively short period of time. In a matter of just several months, we have seen the S&P 500 total return since then of in the area of 19%, which is a tremendous return in a near zero interest rate world that we live in. So certainly worked out perfectly. We're very, very gratified to see that, and so are the subscribers as well. I'm glad you were able to take advantage of that as well, Tammy. But I think your cash reserve question is to keep 3 to 6 months in reserve, something like a money market fund reserve, to keep 3 to 6 months to take care of contingencies for that period. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
Mom, something's wrong with the TV.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get clarity on the things that make you go.
Live and local. KABC.
Investigators continue to gather evidence from the site of a hot air balloon crash 30 miles south of Austin, Texas, that left 16 dead. Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board says his agency recommended 2 years ago that the FAA should consider stricter rules for commercial balloon operations.
The truth of the matter is the NTSB feels that there needs to be greater oversight by the regulator, and that regulator is the Federal Aviation Administration. Their response to us, the NTSB, the full board, has classified their response as an unacceptable response.
Two people have died in part of Ellicott City, Maryland, and the Baltimore suburbs is severely damaged after heavy rains produced flash flooding. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
The estimated rainfall amount takes of about 4 inches of rain, which is why you had that. And going forward, we expect even more showers and thunderstorms, too.
S&P futures up 7 points, the NASDAQ futures up 10. I'm Ann Cates.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1.
Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip 2. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
Prepare to fight.
Democrats want an opponent that's going to lay down, roll over, put their feet up, and go, mercy!
Finish him!
To hear more, tune in to Sam Nation, Sunday at 6 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Fight.
Cool!
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie.
Is that an old plumbing manual?
Yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kinda wanna know how it ends.
Okay, tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
For all the big-time spenders and money lenders, we're rolling along on the flight of the Starship Money Talk. Thank you for joining us. Our Jabber Fest comes your way each and every weekend, talking about subjects financial. We're going to West Palm Beach, Florida. Ethan, welcome to Money Talk. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Bob. Long-time listener. I take the Money Talk newsletter.
Thank you.
And I have a question. My previous employer has offered a lump sum payment for our defined benefit plan.
Okay.
And it comes in two flavors. I have some cash balance portion and a final average earning portion.
All right. Well, I presume that are you being offered a lump sum?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, let's talk about the lump sum option. What does that come to?
It's $300,150.
All right, well, let's call that $300,000 then, right?
All right.
We'll leave the $150,000 out of the equation since it's not major.
Right.
Okay, so we have a lump sum option of $300,000, which I presume you could roll into a self-directed IRA.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, that's interesting. Now, in connection with that question, not counting this money, what is your net worth?
I have other 401k and...
Well, no, I'm talking about everything. Your net worth, counting all of your assets minus your liabilities. I'm not counting automobiles, furniture, things of that sort. I'm counting major assets, equity in your home, investments, that sort of thing.
Okay. I would say like 1.2
Not counting the 300, right?
Not counting the 300.
All right. So that's the reason I mentioned this, is because that 300,000 that you have an option on taking into a rollover, that represents, right now, without it in there, it represents 25% of your current net worth. And right. So, you know, that is certainly a significant figure for people who care about such things, and we'll get to that in a moment. Now, what is your other option?
My option is I can leave it in there, or I can start taking an annuity starting in October of this year.
How much?
$1,531 a month.
Okay, so what we'll do, in order to make this calculation easy, we'll take that $1,531 a month, and we will multiply that by 12 to get the annual rake off, which is $18,372. That's an annual figure, and that represents 6 1/8%, 6 1/8% of the $200,000 amount. Now, if you choose to take that annual $18,000 plus, will that be indexed to inflation, or is that a fixed amount?
That's a fixed amount.
All right. Well, that is another significant input into the equation. So the question is whether to take the $300,000 lump sum and roll it into an IRA, or to take the annual amount. Is that right?
Well, then I guess the thing that was concerning me was that the cash balance portion of it, I think I can understand what the value of that is today, because it gives it to us in dollars and it has some interest rate attached to it. But the annuity portion, and that wouldn't start until I was at 65, which is $1,634 a month.
Okay, now that's a different option, another additional option that they're giving to you?
Right. That's what I have today is $1,634 starting at age 65, plus I have a cash balance portion in two different interest rates.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to purchase an hour of time from a certified public accountant, sit down and go over, because this is getting way, way, way too complicated to resolve on the radio. So let me do what we can do. And I would say this, that it sounds to me like you have to decide whether you want to take that lump sum or whether you want to take one of the assorted payout packages that are being offered to you.
Right.
If you took the $300,000 and rolled it over and then started taking required minimum distributions, then I would say that I would be comfortable with using, as a starting point, using a 4% withdrawal rate on the $300,000, which is $12,000 a year. But remember something. If you took out that 4% withdrawal rate on that $300,000 sitting in a tax-privileged account, and you're 59 and a half, right?
No, I'm 53.
Oh, you're 53. So you wouldn't be able to take it out without penalty unless you did an annuitization program, which is a whole separate subject. You wouldn't be able to take it out without penalty, but you would have the potential to grow that amount so that the amount you would take out would be worth more. What I would do is I would sit down. I mean, it's tempting to take that rollover into a tax-privileged account and take a balanced investment approach on it and let it increase in value potentially out to the time where you can get to the, in a few years, when you could start to take a required minimum distribution. But I would do, in your case, given all the different bells and whistles that are attached to these options, I would sit down with a certified public accountant, go over all of these options, and get an opinion from someone who can crunch the numbers and take the time to crunch the numbers as to which might make the most sense from your point of view. I am leaning, without having done that homework, I am leaning to the possibility of taking that tax-deferred rollover into a self-directed IRA, which I think could, first of all, it increases your net worth from 1.2 to 1.5 million overnight. That's nice. Second of all, you have the opportunity to grow that money out and be able to take out 4% of whatever it would be down the road, which certainly could be more than what it is today. And I appreciate the call. Ethan, great to hear from West Palm Beach, Florida. If you'd like to join us on the toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number. Well, did you see the results of that Federal Open Market Committee meeting this week? And the thing that really jumped out to me, I mean, most of it was as expected, no change in rates as we forecast, and no real major pronouncements in the statement. But one of the things that jumped out of that meeting for me, and so I'm going to make a comment on this now, and somebody won't like it somewhere, but that's the way it is. Esther George. Esther George of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. I'll tell you what, I don't know Ms. George. I don't never met Ms. George, and I don't really have an opinion about her one way or the other, but I have to tell you, based on her voting, I think she might be living in an alternative universe, an alternate universe, because she voted to increase rates. And you know something? When I look at these figures I'm looking at here, the economy growing so far, based on the numbers we have in hand, the economy growing at a 1% annual rate in the first half of this year. When I look at the global economy, look at the whole ball of wax, I have to believe that anybody, whether it be Esther George or Mickey Mantle, anybody that would be voting for a rate hike at a Federal Open Market Committee meeting at this time, as Ms. George did again this week, would have to be living in an alternate universe, because there's no possibility that I could see that anybody voting for higher rates at this juncture is in touch with reality. That's just my two cents. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. NatureBox is a growing subscription food service that delivers curated selections of carefully sourced snack foods with simple ingredients. Founder and CEO Gautam Gupta says, "Because NatureBox snacks are free of artificial preservatives, we must rely on our shipping provider to deliver freshness to our customers. USPS plays a key role in that success." Gautam knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service. Priority you.
Why should you trust in the U.S. Postal Service to deliver for your business? Because when you ship with us, your business becomes our business. Whether you have 3 employees or 300, you'll have a nationwide fleet of delivery trucks working for you. We make more e-commerce deliveries to homes than anyone else in the country. See what we can do for you at usps.com/forbusiness. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
The following message is brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The inherent right to work is one of the elemental privileges of a free people. Endowed, as our nation is, with abundant physical resources, and inspired, as it should be, with the high purpose to make those resources and opportunities available for the enjoyment of all, we approach this problem of re-employment with the real hope of finding a better answer than we have now.
Your stuff can be more powerful than you think. Your stuff can be a resource for change. Donate to Goodwill, where your donations help fund job placement and training for people in your community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thank you for joining us. I was just looking at comments from a talk that Kansas City Federal Reserve President Esther George gave earlier this month. And kind of interesting, certainly consistent with her vote to raise rates at the meeting this week, even though to me this makes no sense whatsoever in this economy to be raising rates. But she certainly made some comments earlier this month. For example, she was talking about the current level of short-term interest rates and said they are, quote, too low given the progress we've seen in the economy, unquote. Now, in all fairness, I would have to ask the Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank president what she is talking about when she says, given the progress we've seen in the economy, which is it that she's more excited about, the 0.8% annual rate of growth in the first quarter, or maybe it's the 1.2% reported annual rate of growth in the second quarter, which comes out at a 1% annual rate of growth in the first half? Which is it that she characterizes as progress in the economy? Because if that's progress, I wouldn't want to see the opposite. I'll tell you right now, I would not want to see the opposite. And so my opinion is that the best thing for the Kansas City Fed president to do, until she becomes more familiar with the reality of this economy, is to recuse herself from voting on federal policy, because, how far off base can you possibly be before you get tagged out? Mike's on the line listening to the legendary WHO Radio Des Moines. Welcome to Money Talk, Mike. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Bob. Nice to talk to you.
What's up?
I have probably a very straightforward and simple question, but I have an employer that matches my Roth 401k, and I have a choice between a Roth and a traditional 401k. And with that match, I was curious, am I able to put that, take it out of my check, say a 6%, and they'll match it? And a year or two down the road, if something happens, can I use the funds that I put in, not what the company match was, and pull it out tax-free?
Well, the problem,
penalty-free.
Well, first of all, here's the problem. The problem is there are rules and regulations that attach themselves to a Roth IRA. You're talking about a Roth, right?
That's correct.
So you must follow the rules in terms of extracting money out of a Roth IRA. One of the rules is that you have to leave the money in there for a certain period of time. There are other rules that apply as well, but one of the basic rules is that you have to leave the money in there for X number of years. Therefore, I would not think that it's going to work to just put it in and then pull it out within a year or so. Mike, I appreciate the call. Great to hear from WHO land. 1-800-934-2221. We are going to the great KCMO Radio, Kansas City. We'll go out to Overland Park, Kansas. Anna, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob.
Nice to have you with us. What's up?
Okay, I have a question. I got a 401k, which they offer the Vanguard 500 Index Fund. It's a VFIAX. So I was wondering if this the same that you recommend, the Vanguard Total Stock Market, VTI?
Yeah, VTI is the exchange-traded fund symbol for the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index. And I would say this, that there really is a difference. There is a difference between those two funds. When you talk about the S&P 500 index, you're talking about essentially the 500 largest companies, essentially the 500 largest companies that are in the S&P 500 index. So that's a large, what's called a large cap index. And that's where most of the market cap is, of course. When you talk about the total stock market index, then you broaden out your exposure, which I think is a good thing, by the way. And you put, and these are approximations, you put about 20% of the 100% in what are called mid-cap companies, mid-capitalization companies size-wise, and about 10% of the allocation goes to small-cap companies, which is, I think, a place that you want to be represented as well. And then the 70% goes into the S&P 500. So we know what we're looking at with the S&P 500. That's 100% in those companies. When we look at the total stock market index, we're looking at approximately the following breakdown. 70% in the S&P 500, 20% in mid-capitalization size companies, and about 10% in small capitalization size companies. And I like that because it gives you a broader level of diversification and a broader level of participation in the economy. So I much do prefer the total stock market index. However, if you are restricted to only the S&P 500 and you cannot buy the total stock market index in that particular program, then I would, in that case, I would choose the S&P 500 in that situation. I appreciate the call. By the way, you know, we've been getting some good consumer sentiment numbers. And that trend has continued. The Reuters University of Michigan Wolverine Consumer Sentiment Index went up 0.5 point from mid-July to the latest figure, and it was at 90. Now, that's a decent number. 90 is a really decent number, and it certainly represents a continuation of the pattern we've seen, where we've seen pretty good consumer sentiment numbers. Now, why are we seeing favorable consumer sentiment numbers? Well, it has to be because borrowing costs are very, very low. Look at mortgage rates. 30-year mortgages under 4%. 15-year mortgages fixed, I'm talking about, under 3%. I mean, that's unheard of. And so people know that they can get a very, very low cost, historically low cost mortgage to buy a property. People know that in general, borrowing costs are very, very low. And people know that we've been adding jobs at a healthy clip. Even with that sorry number that came out for the month of May, we have still added an average of 147,000 new jobs over the last three-month period. And the number that's estimated to come out, that'll be coming out on Wednesday from the ADP report and then on Friday from the Labor Department report, that is a number that is estimated to be a healthy number. We shall see, but the projections are for a healthy number. Obviously, the number we received last month was a gonzo number, 287,000, but that was bloated a little bit by that Verizon return to work. The strikers coming back, that was roughly 35,000 thrown in there. Take that out, but the number would still be healthy in the 250,000 area. That would be a very, very strong number. Remember, that came after the prior month, which came in at way under 100,000. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think this all contributes to the positive consumer sentiment numbers that we've been seeing. I think that consumers look at the low cost of mortgages, the low cost of borrowing. They look at the jobs growth that we've been seeing now year after year. And even there are, even though there are many things out there that don't seem favorable to the consumer, not the least of which is this knock them down, drag them out presidential election season that we're looking at right now. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, this is not going to stop, right? 2016 is going to be an unusual presidential election year. We're seeing a negative partisan election this year. Very unusual because we have two candidates with sky-high voter negatives. And that means a large number of voters are going to be voting against the other side. They're not so enthusiastic about their own candidate as they are negative on the other candidate. And the combined voter negative numbers for the Donald and for 2-for-1 are at historic highs. 2-for-1 is their term, not mine. Their term, not mine. They're at historic highs. One side calls the opponent a con artist. The other side calls the opponent somebody who should be in jail. I mean, that's pretty ugly stuff, right? So look for the meanest, ugliest, nastiest presidential campaign of all time. And that's saying something when you check back and look what happened back in the 1800s. That was pretty ugly back then. Bob Brinker here. More to come. Stay with us. 1-800-934-2221. It's the flight of the Starship Money Talk.